I welcome everybody here for coming and spending your time, and I know it's a, you know, an effort for everybody, but I do really appreciate it. Now, I pronounce myself, who doesn't know who I am. I'm John Cummins, President of BPA. And yes, as you heard, I've welcomed you all here. I must announce, though, this meeting is being recorded. For really, the reasons are being really mainly so we don't have to write everything down, and also I don't have to remember everything. It's not good. I'd like to introduce you to my committee here. As Barbara Cummins is secretary, and Joy Salloway is on the committee. Lisa Stratford is our treasurer. Oh, and I've forgotten the man over there. He's on the committee. He's Bill Sanders. So that's how it's a new, whole new committee. I think just give me time here. I'm a shocking writer. Oh, yes, we are looking for a new vice president. So if anybody would like to fill that chair, they can contact me or one of the committee members. I thank you for that. With us today, we have guest speakers. Probably starting with Mike Grounds, who's going to talk on the survey report, questions on notice, and questions from the floor. I'm allowing 10 minutes for that. Next speaker probably will be Senior Constable Michael Coleman from the Queensland Police. Is Michael here? No. He was supposed to attend up, unless he gets called out, I suppose, but we hope he turns up. We've got the upcoming election candidates that are invited to introduce themselves with questions to be directed to them privately after the meeting. I've allowed 3 minutes each to have their little say. And I think I've worked it out to put them in order so this will save time. I'll probably have Michael Weeks first. Joanne Coyne has just said that she's not standing, so she's resigned from that one. Second then will be Gordon Dow. From that way, yes. And then third will be Anne Madam. And then we have Chris Loft and Janine Dean. I think at this stage, who have I missed?
Greg Smith, Janine Dean.
Pardon?
Greg Smith.
Yeah, Greg Smith, yes. I haven't got you down actually, but anyway, yes. I know, yeah, I got Janine, yes, that's done. All right, now, we need to cut this pretty short so it doesn't get long and boredom with it. So I'm going to put you over to probably the secretary to any correspondence or anything else. Then I'll put you over to Lisa for a treasury report. And I think then we'll get down to business with Mike Browns. Is everybody all right with that? Yep.
Hello, sorry. The minutes for the last meeting, because we've only just taken over, I can't find them, so I will have I will find them and rewrite them and then send them out in an email. So that cuts that really short.
Okay, now we've got the opening balance as at the 31st of October 2015 was $375.08. and we've got the closing balance as at the 30th of January 2016 is the same, $375.08. So there's really nothing to report on my end, so nice and short.
Well, next we'll hand you over to Joy, who will give you any correspondence.
The only correspondence that we have for today is from the 11th of January 2016. They are asking for donations to a lot of the Fraser Coast schools, donation being in the way of shoes and socks for the kids for back to school. Now, donations can be made at Albert State School, Bopple, Glenwood, Granville, Howard, Cowungan, Maribor Central, Maribor West, Park, Pyalba, Sandy Strait State School, Tyro, Tanana, Torvenly, Torquay, Yerangan, Yarralee, and any other Fraser Coast children. You can make a donation directly to the school, or better yet, hand in some shoes and socks if you have any available. Thank you.
Have you done? Yeah. Well, I think now I might hand you over to Mike Rounds on survey report.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Grounds. I was the person that organised and did the survey last year. I was considering standing for election. I was aware of the history and the tension in Bopple. I invited all the Bopple groups to come together to make a plan forward. I ran the survey to get the opinion of the masses, not just the group representatives. The survey needed to be anonymous, randomly numbered to prevent fraud, and independent of either of the dominant groups. The content of the survey centred around progress on what the ratepayers wanted from their council. I paid for the printing and distribution myself, and I arranged for the post office to deliver it as unaddressed mail. We asked people to indicate location, as out-of-area deliveries would be inevitable. The post office admitted they made errors, but they guaranteed 240 surveys were correctly delivered to Bopple residents. We received 119 responses, a good return rate at 49.6%. The data collected is available here tonight for all candidates. Anybody is welcome to view it over at that side, and the spreadsheet's there as well. If anybody wants a copy of it, we can arrange that through the cost of a stick and copying it. If anybody wants it that bad, we can probably do that for about $15. Anybody's welcome to go and see it at any time. I have my opinions on solutions for the community, but I stress that's mine. I noted those in my letter published in the Gazette and the Bopple Bulletin. I personally, and that is me personally, don't see a problem with utilising the recreation grounds as originally intended by state law, and in a way that does not impact on the current community's use. I will reiterate that the survey results show a majority of the community want local shops and services. There are legal, amicable ways to resolve issues for the best interests of the majority. There are apparently issues with my survey from a few individuals. I hope I've already answered those issues in regards to the validity of the survey. If anybody has got any questions on the survey, I'm quite happy to answer.
Who is involved in it all? Organising it? The results of it?
What, organising the survey?
Organising, resulting in the
conclusions. As I said earlier, we invited all groups. It was the people that agreed to come and be involved.
I'm asking you if you was involved,
Mike.
I'm not asking you.
Who was involved? We had one representative from the BPA, that was John Cummins. We'd have other people looking on us from the local area. There was possibly three or four people local from that street. We've had people from, I don't live in Bothwell, but there again, you've also got to remember that we are now the Fraser Coast Council. We're not a Bothwell council. Money that's spent in this area comes from the ratepayers across all of the district. So, we can't just be, you're no longer Bothwell-centric. Anybody that doesn't think that they had an opportunity to be invited, everybody was invited to take part. I don't really feel that I should name each person by person, for being involved.
Mike, you put this on under the proviso that you were going to be a candidate for Division 2. And you did Randall, and so what the heck has Bothwell EPA business got to do with Randall Pearson?
Look, I was considering standing for council. At that stage, there was only, that I knew of, one, maybe two people. We've now got numerous people, a lot of them a lot younger, a lot of probably a lot better qualified. All the information that I've gathered will be given to them. I don't know what your problem is, we're only trying to progress it. But what's the problem with what I've done, Steve?
You just gave us your opinion on the regulations.
Right, now as far as the survey, I'm quite happy to answer any questions on the survey. I just briefly stated my own opinion, and I'm quite happy to talk about that afterwards. As far as this goes, I won't be a part of anybody making any decisions. That will be the incoming mayor and councillors. So I suggest you direct those questions to them. I'm not going to argue about that. That's not my problem.
Look, can I stop this one and let's move on, because that's not going anywhere. If anybody else have questions?
Any other questions on the survey itself? Thank you all very much.
Does everybody in favour of the survey? I think it's a very good, but I have to thank Mike Brown for his time for that. And as you said before, he was going to stand for candidate. That was the reason he'd done this survey, to see what the people of Bothwell wanted and the progress for the town. And I supported him. That's why the BPA was mentioned. And I just think that was a good survey to know what people wanted.
I think it's really important too to know. I understand the gentleman's concerns down the back, but Mike wanting to run for council, but then he's been completely independent, not that living in Bothwell, he's come at a different location on the Fraser Coast, so he doesn't have, there's no conflict of interest for him to run that survey. So I thank Mike for doing that. I think it's really important.
I do too, and I think it's very well done. Well, with that, if we've got no more questions on the survey, we'll move on to our candidates. Yes, Michael, if you'd like to come up, there's a speaker there.
Hello, I'm Michael Weeks. As you probably know, I'm running for Division 2. I'm not a seasoned politician, so I'll keep this reasonably short. My passion is about the community, about community groups and grassroots development. My fear is the council has been very top-down, developer-focused in the past, and this has led to a lot of disillusionment with the council. It's led to a lot of people feeling ignored, a lot of people feeling left out of the process. Some places feel like they don't even know the councillors know the name of their towns. So my passion is to reconnect with the grassroots, with the community groups that are doing fantastic work, with people who are starting businesses, with people who are pushing ideas, with the hardworking volunteers that are already pushing our tourism, and work with these people and give them a lift up to try to do a better job of bringing the region together, to bring the connections between our groups, between our peoples, between our towns, so that we can put a community together that really represents some core values that brings in tourists and really supports some economic development. Now, on some of the main themes I've got, I would very much in this area be pushing for what I'd be calling a community development trust. So what that idea is that we set up a trust that's led by people in this area for those people to make decisions about the money that is spent. This is separate to council. Council helps set this up in the first place, helps get it going, and then steps back from it. Council then can go focus on the roads, focus on the services, focus on advertising the region, while this community development trust is able to invest locally in local groups, in local projects, in local infrastructure, if you like. Not the council infrastructure, but tourism infrastructure, if you like. I know that RVs are an incredibly hot topic at the moment, and they divide opinion very strongly as well. One thing that I feel has been incredibly missed out on the RV debate is that there's a lot of people who are mobile but aren't in RVs, are not members of RV clubs, don't want the same things as the members of the RV clubs. And so, yes, there's probably room in the Fraser Coast for an RV club park, but what about all the tourist parks we already have? Why can we not network them together, give incentives, work with them to expand, to improve, and to advertise as a group entity of a Fraser Coast tourist trail, for example? We have people who travel in caravans. We have people who travel and stay in little cabins. It's not all about the RVs. There's a much larger market there for us to tap into. I'm also very, very passionate about the Maribor CBD, and I know this is separate to people who live in Bopple to a certain extent, but as we know, we all spread out and come into Maribor. You know, I was growing up as a kid on a bit of a hobby farm. You know, you go into town. Into town from every direction was Maribor. It was a central point of services. It was a place to go shopping. It was a place to go to the specialist. It was a place to do everything you needed to do. It makes me really sad. It honestly makes me really sad right now, the way that Maribor is as a town and the CBD. It looks pretty because we've spent a whole lot of money on it, but if you sit there and look at it, you will see the people walking through town who don't have jobs, who clearly have some drug problems. You see nice cars driving through town that are clearly tourists that aren't stopping because they see the people walking around the streets. So there's a lot of things that we need to do to work on developing the economy within Maribor and within each of the little towns around it to bring it all together. I've got an endless list of ideas, and I have them on my website, but I would encourage anyone who wants to talk about any specific issues to come and talk to me about it. Really could spend hours just sitting down with someone and chatting, and I'm probably more comfortable in this situation anyway. Any questions?
I've actually got a question because I'm actually American.
I know your shop, yes?
Yes. And you're saying nobody comes into town. Well, I'm actually going to
comply with us.
I will, because I run a cafe.
Yes, I understand your shop, yes.
I have four people working every day.
It's a very busy
Thursday,
shop, I understand.
I have six, yes. So I don't have time.
That's not what I said. I said I see tourists going past and not stopping. I see empty shops in town. I know your shop's incredibly successful. My feeling, and from what I've seen, is your shop's incredibly successful with the locals. Okay.
I actually have tourists that have come up the last 15 years, and every year they come into my shop. And they actually say, "Come back to my shop because the service level is
I agree, yes, absolutely.
All
Yes, so if you want to understand that one fully, what I want to do is cut all the rates and fees for CBD businesses, and then I want to charge the people who own empty spaces that haven't got them there because the rents are too high, and have a marketing levy on that. So the only thing you'd end up paying, and give a rebate to anyone who's owning, operating an active shop.
Okay, so I'm the landlord. So I've actually been the only tenant for the last 8 months. Yeah, we have probably improved the business by 200% for what we're going to have to pay.
Yes.
So you're going to disadvantage him because he doesn't have tenants. If you're going to charge him because he doesn't have tenants in his shop.
Yeah, do you understand the logic behind it though?
What's the logic?
Well, the logic is, if you give someone an incentive, okay, so you've got lots of empty shops, there's lots of people who own shops who don't even live locally in some of the cases. If there's an incentive to get someone in there, they're going to take someone in there for a small rent to start with until they can get higher rents. The rents are stuck too high.
Can I interrupt you here? Have you actually talked to the landlords? Have you talked to our landlord where he actually is offering 6 months, 12 months free rent to get people in?
Look, I understand that they offer that, but then it still jumps up to a higher rate because that's how commercial property is valued. I'm happy to talk to you separately because this is...
Sorry to interrupt you, Michael.
That's all right, I'll
time
I'll
is up. And,
thank you.
No, and we might continue this conversation between yourselves after the meeting.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Who we got? Gordon. You can go, come up.
Can everyone hear me there? Thanks for everyone coming out tonight into the rain here today. It's great to have this community group here getting out and trying to support the candidates coming and also the mayoral debates and the mayoral race here, which is going to be a very hotly fought after one. I started out probably in 2000 where I came to Maryborough, bought an old shop similar to Mark Bromett and Yolandi, and they have probably done it pretty hard. The demographics around here is fairly ordinary. It's very hard to make a business run well. I took my little shop from 60 customers a day to 600 customers a day, with an average spend starting out at $2.50 to $13.50. So I started to make pretty good money. To make that sort of money, you really need to have a good demographics, a good shop, and a very good business plan. So I'm not going to go too much longer on why you haven't got a shop. I think a shop can be run here, but it has to have everything. It has to have post office, it's got to have pizzas, it's got to have everything you can open and shut in that shop. You've got to have good customer service, and you've got to work very bloody hard. 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then you'll start to make some money. I think here in Boppel, I think it can be done. I'd like to see it be done. I'll be the first one to put my hand up to support all those people that are trying to make this town alive. It is a beautiful place, and it really needs every little bit of effort from every person in the community to make this place run. I think in time it will happen, whether it's the Bromets or somebody else, a commercial block will be sold here, someone will do something. So I want to see a little bit of hope for the people here. I think the RV market is still a very hot topic. There's 2,000 to 3,000 RVs driving right past your doorway at this moment, every day. If you had a pub or a shop or anything like that, you're going to bring them in. If you had some sort of tourist, a business of some kind, you're going to bring them in. Yes, exactly, exactly. I do find that the council has put a few blocks in place. Your councillor, for instance, isn't even here today, which I find very sad. I think you should have a councillor here, hearing the community. I've done me little door knocks around the place. I've talked to everybody. I hear all the stories. I know exactly what's going on here. I wish you all the best. If you get me in as council, I would love to put an ambulance station out around this area. We're still not sure where the location is. I've been working with the state member since about September last year, and he's getting quite enthusiastic about it. We've got to get on and start growing little Boppel here because it's a bloody beautiful place, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.